Well, there's to be another inquiry into Australia's family law system, with the Prime Minister announcing a parliamentary investigation this afternoon. It'll be led by Coalition MP Kevin Andrews. Issues up for examination include how the family law system can better communicate with state child protection authorities and the difficulties grandparents face in family court proceedings. But campaigners against domestic violence are exasperated by the prospect of another inquiry rather than action. Samantha Donovan reports.
Michelle Derrendahl's former partner murdered their four-year-old daughter Eva during a court-approved access visit. She's in Canberra to lobby politicians for urgent change to the family law system.
Currently, domestic violence isn't really considered in family law matters, and it should be. So we've just been asking them to look at how it affects the people, which is me.
Ms. Derrendahl wants a specialist family and domestic violence court set up to protect children. Accompanying her to Canberra is Angela Lynch, the CEO of the Queensland Women's Legal Service. She's angry the federal government is to hold another family law inquiry.
We've had multiple inquiries in relation to family law over the last two decades with really little action. Women and children across Australia turn to this system for safety. We need domestic violence expertise in this court, and we need action and response in relation to safety and risk for children and women.
Angela Lynch is questioning the government's motives in setting up the inquiry.
I really do question the neutrality of this inquiry. What we require in this system is expertise in domestic violence. Parliamentarians and politicians are not experts in domestic violence. And once again, we have to ask our clients and survivors of domestic violence to come forward again and tell their stories after multiple inquiries have found that the system fails them.
The Law Reform Commission made 60 recommendations for change to the family law system in April, but the Prime Minister is defending his decision to set up this parliamentary investigation.
Well, lawyers have had a good look at this. I want members of Parliament to go and listen to the stories of Australians who are going through one of the most difficult times of their lives when relationships break down, when parents break apart. This has a big impact on not only them, but of course their children. And the systems, whether it's the Child Support Agency, the legal system, we want to make sure that it's just that bit easier for people to get through this difficult time in their lives, move on, and be able to go on.
One Nation's Pauline Hanson has long called for a family law inquiry, arguing men are disadvantaged in disputes and large numbers of them are taking their own lives after being denied access to their children. She's thrilled with the government's announcement.
This is a very emotional announcement for me, but also very gratifying. I do thank the Prime Minister from the bottom of my heart for his support in this groundbreaking inquiry.
A motion to establish the inquiry needs to be passed by the Senate, and Pauline Hanson is urging her colleagues there to back it. She's aiming to be the committee's co-chair and wants to hold hearings around Australia.
For those contemplating suicide and facing potential family violence, I'm asking you to stop and know you have finally been heard. I beg you, please give me a chance to try and make change.
The Prime Minister denies the suggestion that by announcing the inquiry, he's pandering to Senator Hanson.
This is a matter that has been raised, I think, with members of Parliament, all parties, all sides, House, Senate. It's not about the members of Parliament. It's about the people who have to live through one of the most traumatic experiences of their life when relationships break down and kids get impacted. I tell you who loses when this system doesn't work: mums, dads, kids, families. So that's what I'm focused on. It's not about politicians. It's about those Australians.
The Prime Minister, Scott Morrison. Samantha Donovan with that report.